Thanks for listening to Morning Edition. Dave Dickey joins us now with the pre-opening market report.
Thank you very much, sir, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its crop production and WASDE reports. The key numbers look like this. The crop production numbers for new crop, the 2008, look like this. Corn, 12.288 billion bushels. The corn yield at 155, soybeans at 2.973 billion bushels with a yield of 40.5. The all wheat is at 2.462, all winter 1.875, the other spring 501 million, and the Durham 87 million bushels for 2008 production. Ending stocks estimates for 2008 corn, 1.133 billion bushels, soybeans 135 million, and wheat 574 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers as well as the world numbers in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. But before we do that, we'll take a look at agricultural weather with Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And it does look like there are some showers and thunderstorms headed across a good portion of the corn and soybean areas of the United States. Unfortunately for our neighbors to the north, it looks like they will miss out on much of that precipitation. Southwestern Canada's prairie area will be dry and will fall a little further behind as far as precipitation needs. That will leave a small grain crop vulnerable to a decrease in yield and quality. Eastern Saskatchewan and Manitoba yields are still expected to be quite high. In the United States, favorable harvest weather for wheat is expected in the Pacific Northwest and the northwestern Great Plains. Well, wet weather in the Central Plains will maintain an environment that may become favorable for winter wheat planting later this month into early September. As far as the corn and soybean areas, again, well, it looks like most areas will pick up some precipitation over the next week or two, and some areas will pick up significant precipitation. Dryness a concern in southwestern Canada's prairie and Australia's long-term water supply and subsoil moisture still not good for long-term canola development. But the best conditions around the world are in the U.S. Midwest, China, and a large part of India. Overall, it looks like the precipitation falling will be spaced out well enough that we shouldn't have much in the way of dryness problems across the area. The driest areas of southeastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota into eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, northwestern Missouri, and a small part of northeastern Kansas will receive some rain. It looks like through the early portion of the week. Additional rain is needed in drier regions, and some moisture will fall over the coming week. Dryness will return quickly if no other rain falls, but the outlook is favorable for rainfall across those areas today. To the south, they are getting rain, and they are getting extensive rain. In fact, flooding will occur across many locations from Texas in through Louisiana, and more rain will continue to fall there through the middle of the week as a stalled-out front will focus most of the precipitation in that area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight we'll be at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. Panelists, analysis for the meeting provided by Mike Zuzolo and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, as well as Lee Gause. He is with EFG Group in Chicago, Illinois, a Chicago trader. Be very interesting to get a Chicago perspective on the markets after the release this morning of the USDA reports. So if you're in the Terre Haute area, come on over to the Holiday Inn there in Terre Haute. The meeting getting underway at 7. No advance registration is required for the meeting, and the meeting is free. Taking a look at the overnights, the September wheat opened at 825 and a half, up a half last trade down one. December, 847 and a quarter down two, last trade down a quarter. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 795 and a half, up one and three quarters, last trade up one and a quarter. December, 818 down a half, last trade down three. July of next year, 865 and a half, down three and a quarter, last trade up one. September corn opened at 498 and a quarter, up one, last trade up a quarter. December, 518 and a quarter, up one and a quarter, last trade up three quarters. July, 559, up a half, last trade down three. August beans open at $12, down 15, last trade down five and a half. September, 1195 and a quarter, up five and three quarters, last trade down five and a half. November, 1197 and a half, up one and a half, last trade down six. September soybean meal open at 326, up 50, last trade down 10. September soybean oil open at 50.71, up 13, last trade down 61. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I imagine it's been a busy, hot morning on the phones already with some of your clients. What have you been telling them?
Well, the markets, that everybody's been wanting to know what the report said, and then what does it mean? And right now, it means negative corn, positive beans. To how long that will last, nobody knows. The bean acreage increased on harvested 1.2 million, and the yield went down, but it was only 27 million less, and the carryout was 5 million less. So is that enough to really make it go or not? On corn, the yield was 155, and they raised harvested acres, which shocked some people, but I think they had cut more than they needed to last time on harvested acres. So we don't know where it'll go after the opening. Have we made the lows yet? Nobody knows that. I think one of the big things in the back of everybody's mind is, what do the funds want to do? Are they still on get-me-out mode or not? They helped push it up high. They could help push it down lower. But I think we should be near lows if sometime in the near future.
This is becoming one big corn crop at 12.288, an increase of 573 million bushels. And usually when you get a harvested acres increase, you don't see these big jumps like this in the BPAs.
Well, the bushel per acre was expected. Industry expected that yield to be higher, not quite this high, but they did expect the carryout to be over a billion. It came in 100 and some million more than that, but the industry did expect higher numbers. It just didn't expect them quite this high.
So obviously we're going to be softer off the opening bell in the first 10 minutes of trade. But then after that, what happens? Are you in a camp where you can see this market, which has in corn really taken a nosedive, as well as beans, but in corn taken a severe nosedive in the last several weeks? Is this fair market value, in your opinion, for corn at this point?
Well, I think it's getting close. If it's not there, I think one of the things you got to look at is end users are buying. When they're buying, that means it's pretty much fair market value, and they've been buying. Our exports are still good on corn because of the value of the dollar. It's gone up lately. That might hurt it a little. On beans, you got the bean complex where the oils are, and we got plenty of them in the world, and then China's not buying this week or for the near term because of because of the Olympics. So all of those things factor in for the moment, but long term, I think we should be near lows and ready to turn around and go part way back up. I don't know that we'll ever go back to those highs here nearby, but we might go the half 50% move back up. But I think we should be near lows. The problem that we have to really worry about is how far our fund's going to push it on their move to get out.
Another interesting thing that caught my eye in the corn numbers was that we actually increased total use by 250 million bushels while having a 300 million bushel increase in the ending stocks.
Right. So, I mean, that the ending stocks went up, but they went up to 1.13. Industry was looking for 1.004. So, yeah, usage is up, and a lot of that is due to the dollar value. People are still buying our corn because to them it's cheap because the dollar is so far lower.
So what are you going to tell your producers today who might want to do some marketings?
We are looking at replacing, on corn, replacing things that you had already sold. Maybe you started too low with either futures or options calls. On beans, we're going to wait to make new sales. And there, I don't know that we'll be doing much of anything. I think that they have more of a chance to pop due to this report than the corn does. But, I mean, on down moves on corn, we're looking to be getting long calls or long futures.
And then very quickly, the calls for this morning.
Calls this morning are all over the place. You got them on corn anywhere from 3 lower to 10 lower. On beans, you have them all the way from up 3 to up 15. Most of them are at the extreme edges of those, corn down 10 to beans up 15.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.